Amen, son.
Glad you're saved. Say amen.
Amen,
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 brother.
Amen. Thank God this season.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Glad you're in church tonight. Say amen.
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 Amen, son.
No other place I'd rather be.
No, love church, bro. Me. Yes, sir.
Somebody asked me earlier this evening how long did it take me to get here. I think about an hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes and so forth. But I found over the years that they've asked me before, me and my uncle would travel all over the place and go here and go there. And why in the world do you travel that far when there's churches right in your back door?
Yeah.
I have found over the years that the more sacrifice you put to God,
yeah,
the greater the blessing is.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not saying you won't get blessed in those churches close to home. I'm not saying that at all.
Yes.
But when you get where God wants you to be,
that's right, brother.
When you get your legs under the table that God has spread for you to
that's
put
good,
under,
man, brother.
The blessings are just unreal
Amen,
tonight.
Darum.
Glory
yes,
to
sir,
God.
Brother.
This feels good already.
Amen, buddy.
Need your prayers tonight. I love church.
Amen, Amen, brother.
I love all about church.
Amen,
I love the singing we do in church. I love the praying we do in church. I love the fellowship we do in church.
Amen, son.
Those songs, they just don't get no better.
No, and sir, bro.
They've been sung for years. And Amazing Grace has been sung for years, the national anthem of the church, if you will.
We love it, though, don't we?
But it's still new today.
Amen.
It was when it was first written.
It's
still God's amazing grace tonight. Thank
Amen.
God. You know all God wants of us? Just like she sung that song, all God wants of us is just to love Him.
That's all he
That's
wants,
it.
Brother.
That's all He wants.
That's Amen. It, brother.
It's for us
Amen.
To love Him.
Yeah.
They sung that song, what a go. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yeah.
Why do you love Jesus tonight?
He first loved
because
me.
He gave you a new vehicle?
No.
Or because
no.
you live in a fine house?
No.
Or because you got money in your pocket?
Yeah. No.
Or because you got your health?
Yeah.
Or got a
yeah.
job? Or because you got clothes on your back or food on your table? No. No, no, no. All those are just a byproduct
that's
of
right.
what God blesses you
Amen.
With. If that's why you're loving God, then you're loving Him for the wrong
that's
reason.
Right.
Oh, you love Amen. Him because why? Because He first loved me.
Yeah.
He showed me His love when He hung on Calvary's cross.
Amen.
Greater love has no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for his friends.
You're
he didn't stop
friend.
There. He said, and you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you tonight. We can feel what we feel this evening, and it don't cost us a dime.
Amen, son.
We can wake up tomorrow and not have a hangover and worry
Amen,
about what we've done
son.
The night before.
Amen,
thank
son.
God this evening.
Praise
That's what
Lord.
Church is all about, folks.
Amen.
Is coming and allowing the Spirit of God to get in
Amen.
Us and allowing God to use
Amen.
Us in ways that we cannot imagine.
Amen, brother.
You all go with me this evening. You all pray real sweet tonight.
Thank
I don't miss this.
Amen.
Listen, in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Now hurry and get out of your way tonight.
Your heart,
the book of Hebrews, the 58th book in the Word of God, got 313 verses in it. And Paul began to write. I believe Paul wrote Hebrews. There's some debate out there in our land about who wrote it. Was it Timothy? Was it Titus? Was it one of the others? I believe the language points right to the Apostle Paul. But I'm not going to debate on that right there this evening. But in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews tonight, drop down to verse 19, and we're going to read down to verse 25. And listen, the thought I've got on my mind this evening, title it if you will. Listen, why do you go to church?
Yeah.
Why go to church tonight? Look around. The seats are they're not full.
No,
why are you sitting in a church house on a Wednesday night when you could be doing a lot of other things out there in this world? Well.
Yeah.
Realize tonight, folks, there's reasons why people go to church.
Amen.
Listen to me what the Bible
Amen.
Says in the 19th verse of the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And the King James Bible reads like this. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. Thank God. God will give you boldness this evening.
Amen.
Listen, to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Thank God for that.
Amen.
By a new and living way. This ain't dead. Listen,
no,
the people
brother.
Out there, I've been to churches across this land.
Oh,
you all have too. But some of them, folks, are dead as last year's bird says. I don't like going to dead churches tonight. But listen, God puts a hope in us.
Brother.
He puts a
Amen.
Spirit
Amen.
In us. Listen, a lively hope.
Amen.
It's a new and a living way.
Amen.
That word living means it's quick.
Yeah.
Listen, when something is quick, it's alive.
Amen.
Listen, let God, let the Word world know there's something living in you that's greater than you tonight. Listen, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near, listen, with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Thank God for that. Let us hold fast our the profession of our faith without wavering. Listen to that tonight. Listen, they that waver are like a ship tossed upon the sea by the wind. Listen, that's what 4 and 14 of Ephesians said. Henceforth be not tossed about with every wind of doctrine, by the slot of men and cunning practice whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Get rooted, grounded, get settled in what you believe tonight. Listen, for he is faithful. Thank God for that. Listen, Jamie said what ago. We're not always faithful, boys, but thank God he is faithful tonight. Listen, that promise. And let us consider one another. That's what we need to do right here tonight. Consider one another. You come in here with these shoes. I come in here with these shoes. Listen, that's what the church is tonight. For us to come together and help one another along the way. Listen, and let us consider one another to provoke unto a love and esteem and to good works. Verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting. That word exhorting means to uplift or to lift up. Listen, one another as so much the more as you see the day approaching. Look around tonight, boys. People don't think very much about church this evening. You remember, hey, listen, you think now, listen, the church was on the mind of God. The church is God's idea. It's not man's idea tonight. The church is something that God orchestrated many, many years ago. Listen, he had the church in mind when he created the world, when he formed Adam out of the dust of the earth and placed him out yonder in the garden and put him dominion over everything. But then he told Adam, you name whatever's out there, and whatever you name it, that's what we're going to call it. And then he looked around and saw, listen, everything had a partner. Everything had something to talk to and something to work with except for Adam. So what did God do? Listen, he calls a deep sleep to fall on Adam. You can find it 2 and 21. Listen, the book of Genesis. And what did God do? It was in the mind of God. Listen, for this congregation, for the church to be together. And what did he do? He reached into Adam's body. He pulled out that rib that was the closest to his heart. Listen, and what did he do? He began to form a woman. Listen, out of the rib that was the closest to his heart. Listen, he sealed up the flesh. And when Adam woke up, he presented her to Adam. And Adam called her woman, a bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Listen, what did Adam do? Listen, he received his bride. Listen, out of his side tonight, where God had the church in mind when he created Adam this season. Oh, but hear me tonight. And as time went on, listen, Adam and his bride would walk together in the garden. Did you get that? Would walk together in the garden. They had fellowship. They had unity with one another. They had communion with one another. Thank God tonight. Listen, what was God trying to show Adam? Listen, something they didn't get. had. God was trying to show Adam what was going to take place a little farther down the road. God was showing Adam and showing me and you tonight what was going to take place. Listen, when his son came, listen, because you see, when she looked at him, Jamie, listen, she began to see where she came from. Oh, but when he looked at her, Brother Jamie, listen, he remembered and he realized the price he had to pay to get her in his life. Well, thank God. Boys, are you getting what I'm saying this evening? Well, listen, 3:16 of John, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, listen, what's happening, preacher? Hear me tonight, boys. This is why you and I were created. This is why you and I suck air tonight. 12 and 13 of Ecclesiastes, the preacher said, for let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Why were you created? Why does God allow you on planet Earth? That he could introduce me and you to the bridegroom. For this time, you see tonight, folks, so many times we want to get this thing all messed up. We want to get this thing all construed out of the way. If it don't fit our schedule, if it don't convenient us, if it's not something we want, we've been listening to Felix too long. Listen, if it ain't coming to me in my convenient season, then I just don't want nothing to do with it.
That's right, son. That's good.
I'll go to church if there's nothing coming on the TV.
Yeah.
Oh, the SEC tournament's getting ready to start.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, listen, starts tonight. That may be where some of them's at this evening. Listen, I watched them play basketball. I watch it. I'm guilty. Listen, but God forbid I miss church to watch a stupid ball game. Listen to me. Hear me tonight, folks. You see, this is what God had in his mind. Listen, as you're going down through the corridors of time, what do you mean? Preacher, it's always been God's plan that he would dwell with his people.
Listen,
25:8, the book of Exodus, he told Moses, Moses, you go tell the people to make me a sanctuary. Why? I may dwell with them. It's always in the mind of God. Listen, Brother Johnson, that he would want to dwell with you and I.
Amen.
Oh, listen. God began to take out of Adam, listen, his bride, Brother Garrett. Oh, listen, why? That one day, that you and I, listen, could one day walk hand in hand with the bridegroom. Listen, he told Thomas, hey, Thomas, come here, buddy. Listen, look at my hands and my feet. Hey, Thomas, thrust your hand into my side. Why is that? Because when he was hanging on the cross, listen, that Roman soldier had no idea what he was about to do. But thank God, a bride was about to be birthed yonder on Calvary. Glory to God tonight. Was about to be birthed right there on Calvary's cross. What do you mean, preacher? When that soldier, Kevin, took his spear and run it into the side of our blessed Savior, forthwith came blood and water for the cleansing of the nation. What came forth, preacher? Thank God tonight. His bride came forth, which is you and me. Thank God. The church is what he died for.
Amen, son.
The church
Amen,
is what he had on his mind. Paul, listen. All through Jesus' time on earth, we don't know much about his first 12 years. We know very little about, listen, those next, listen, 18 years from 12 to 30. Oh, but could you imagine? I've been around kids all my life. parents. I know the mentality. Listen, of teenagers. Listen, I know the mentality of 10, 11, 12 year olds. Could you just imagine while Jesus was walking the course of this earth, they begin to make fun of him.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Oh, who'd you say your daddy was?
Yeah.
Listen, you don't look nothing like Joseph, buddy.
Yeah.
You ain't got no characteristics of Joseph.
Yeah.
Listen, what'd you say your mommy told you your daddy was?
Yeah.
Could you just imagine all through Christ growing up, he had to listen to that?
I bet it was tough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Bible don't say that. Don't get me wrong. Listen, that's just me.
Yeah.
Listen, knowing what kids are about and the way they act.
Yeah.
Listen, what they might do and some of the things they say. Oh, listen, now we come to John chapter 2. Hang on. Why are you going to church? Is a thought on my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Let me lay this foundation. I'll hurry and get out of your way.
Yeah.
Already gone 15, 20 minutes. Too long already. But hear me tonight. John chapter 2 opens up and the Bible says in the third day there was something happening down in Canaan.
Yeah.
Something going on down there that got Jesus' mind, that got his attention.
Yeah.
What was taking place there, preacher? There was a wedding going on. Oh, could you imagine when the wedding takes place? Listen, it got God's attention because what, preacher? There's a wedding in arrangements that's going to happen in just a little while. But thank God when the bridegroom comes back to get his bride.
Amen, son. That's good, girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Jesus got there. Listen, they've been making fun of him for years.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, and his mommy come to him and said, son, there's no wine. Oh, listen, they need something.
Yeah.
And Jesus looked at her and said, woman, what have I to do with thee?
Yeah.
It ain't my time. Oh, listen, and I could just imagine, listen, if you will, Mary looking at him, Jamie, and said, son, go show them. Go show them who you are.
Yeah.
Listen, they don't know you the way I know you. Listen, it's time, son. You're 30 years old now. It's time for you to show them who you are. Listen, what did he say? He said, bring me those water pots.
Yeah.
Bring me that water. Oh, listen. Oh, anywhere between 15 to 23 gallons of water. Listen, he brought them. He filled it up to the brim. Now he give it back to him and said, now you drink it. Listen, that ain't supposed to happen, folks. Listen, they drunk it, and it was the best thing they've ever had. That's what he wants to do, boys. You let Jesus get a hold of your life, and he'll give you something you've never had before. He'll give you an experience and a love and a peace and a joy in your heart that you've never had before.
Thank you.
Listen, the church, I said all that to say this. The church you'll find mentioned 80 times in the Word of God.
Yeah.
The first time it's ever mentioned is 16:18, the book of Matthew. Listen, when Jesus looked at Peter and said, Peter, up on this rock, I'll build my church. So many people say, well, he built it on Peter. Wrong. They say he built it on the confession of Peter. Wrong. Listen, what was Jesus doing? Now, Peter's name, Cephas, means a stone. But Jesus, thank God tonight, he is the rock of my salvation. When he said, upon this rock, he was not pointing to Peter. He was not pointing to Cephas. Listen, he had that finger pointing right to himself. Upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
He had the church in his mind.
Amen.
The church is a God thing.
It sure is, brother.
The church is doing well.
Doing real well, brother.
Oh, listen, the church is going up.
Yeah, buddy.
Listen, no matter what they may think or what they may say,
amen.
Congregations is the problem,
yeah,
but the true church is doing well.
Amen,
tonight.
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
Yes,
you'll
sir.
Find that word church in the Greek is the word ecclesia, which means a calling out.
Yeah.
15 to 14, the book of Acts. Listen, when Paul and Barnabas, when Paul had come back from his first journey, he was called on the red carpet. Yonder in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, Peter stood up and said, boys, y'all remember when I went to Cornelius and God was going to look at the Gentiles to bring out a people, to draw out a people for his name. That's the birth of the church. They want to say Acts chapter 2. I ain't getting involved. Listen, I've dealt with that before. Listen, and I've been scorned by that before as well. Listen, because they don't believe it that way. I can't help it. It's what the book says. Listen, but God called out a people for his name's sake. And who are they? They are us. Listen, the born again believers. Listen, that bride that came from the wounded side of our blessed Savior.
Amen.
Why in the world are you sitting in a church house tonight?
Amen, brother. We call that.
Well, listen, you'll find in 121 of the book, 121:1 of the book of Psalms, when David said, oh, Brother Johnson, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, hear me tonight. What did Jesus say in 12:1 or 12:9 the book of Matthew? And when he was departed thence, he went into their what? He went into their synagogue, which is a Jewish church. 1:21, listen. And they went, listen, into Cappadocia, or Capernaum rather, and straightway on the Sabbath day, listen, he entered into the synagogue and taught. 4:16, the book of Luke. And he came to Nazareth where he had brought up. Listen, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. 13:14, the book of Acts. But when they departed from Perga, listen, they came to Antioch in Pisidia. Listen, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. Now listen, you've got to understand a little bit about Scripture now. What is the Sabbath day? In the Jewish, the Sabbath day, listen, is not Sunday. It is a Saturday. Listen, then preacher, why are we not worshiping on a Saturday? Listen, when did that ever start? That we started worshiping on Sunday. If you read the Bible, it will tell you. Go to the 20th chapter of the book of Acts. Drop down to verse 7. And the Bible says, and upon the first day of the week.
Amen.
What is the first day of the week?
Amen.
It's not Saturday. The first day of the week is the day Jesus rose from the grave.
Amen.
It is a Sunday. On the first day of the week, the disciples were gathered together to break bread. And Paul preached unto them.
Amen.
Listen, from that time forward, Christians have worshipped on a Sunday.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, son.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
thank God.
Why are you in church?
Yes.
There's three reasons why you go to church. I'll shut up with this and sit down. Three reasons why you go to church. Number one, you go to church for encouragement.
Yeah, buddy.
You go to church for encouragement.
Thank
that word
Lord
encouragement
that,
means the action of giving someone confidence,
yes,
or strength,
we need it,
or hope.
Yeah.
Listen, you come to church to get strength. You come to church to get hope. You come to church to get confidence. Listen, Christian friend, listen, we go through this life. There's a lot of downtrodden people out there in this world. Downtrodden simply means you are treated badly by people in power. Listen, have you ever been on a job before and your boss just aggravates you to death? And then you got to try to get up and go to church with that mentality. Have you ever tried preachers to get up and preach and somebody's hurt your feelings or somebody's made you mad and you got to try to get up and preach?
Do it anyway,
oh, listen. You come to church to get encouragement. Or how many times have you come to church and some backslidden, disgruntled church member has talked about you or hurt your feelings?
Yeah.
It's hard to sit there and look at them and enjoy church.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah,
listen, don't sit there with your spiritual face hanging out like you ain't never had that before.
Yeah.
Listen, it's hard. We still pack this flesh around, but still, we come to church to get encouraged.
Amen.
People are downtrodden. People are depressed.
They need some help, brother.
People are distressed.
Yeah.
They come to church for encouragement.
Yeah, buddy.
Why do we sing those songs?
Helps us, brother.
Listen, it's just tradition.
No.
We just get up and sing a few songs.
No, brother.
Listen, have a few prayer requests sometimes. Get on our knees and pray. Somebody else will sing a few songs. Somebody get up and preach. And then we'll pray and go home and not think about it again until next time. I'm afraid that's what a lot of people have in their mind of what church is all about. And in that state of mind, there is no encouragement. You come to church to get encouragement. Paul is thank God tonight. Back in the Old Testament days, think about this. There was only one man that got to go in the presence of God. There was only one man that got to go to church, if you will, that would come in the very presence of God. Listen, only happened one time a year. And if you was not that man, you just better hope. Listen, that man was who he says he was, because he was going on your behind. Listen, he would bring that blood in there for himself, for his family, and for the people. You just better hope he done that thing right, because what he did is a direct reflection of what your next year was going to be like.
We got a great high priest,
but thank God it ain't that way. Listen, because when Jesus come, what did he do? He tore down that bit of wall. Thank God tonight, you and I have access into the Holy of Holies. Right here tonight, we can get right in the very presence of God. You don't have to wait on me. I don't have to wait on you. Listen, you can come in direct contact with the Spirit of God if you want to.
Yes, sir.
Choice is yours.
Amen, brother.
Listen, this is the quietest place you'll ever be in.
That's true.
Well, listen, this is Father's house.
Amen.
This ain't Kevin's house.
That's right.
This is Father's house.
Amen.
You and I, Christians, you and I are part of the immediate family.
Amen, brother.
In Daddy's house.
Amen, son.
Kevin, do you ask your daddy for permission to go to the refrigerator when you go home?
Sir,
no, you do not. Why? Because you're in Daddy's house.
That's right.
Listen, when you come to Daddy's house, listen, that's all you need to know, is you're in Daddy's house. And if you're saved, listen, you've got the accessibility to come into contact with Daddy tonight.
Amen.
And if you're not part of Daddy's family, let me invite you to get acquainted with him.
Amen.
Let me invite you to get, listen, grafted in to the church tonight.
Amen. Yes. Amen. So,
this is Father's house. This is not a funeral home.
No, brother.
There's no body stretched out here.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Listen, enjoy your salvation.
Amen.
You want to shout, you shout.
Amen.
Yeah.
You want to run, you run.
Yeah.
You want to jump the seats, jump the seats.
Yeah.
I've only got one request from God for you, and that you're led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen.
If you're not led by the Spirit of God, God's going to know it. You're going to know it.
Everybody else.
And those around you that saved, they're going to know.
Amen.
And you're going to look like a blooming idiot.
Amen.
Because you're just putting on a show
tonight.
Paul, hear me tonight. Not only do you come to Daddy's house to get encouraged,
Amen.
The worst thing you can do, I'm guilty. I have called, listen to me now, I'm speaking my own shame. I have called and canceled preaching appointments for myself, because I didn't feel worthy to preach.
Yeah, you ain't worthy.
I have called and canceled preaching appointments for myself.
Yeah.
Because I was not feeling in the right frame of mind to get up and preach.
Yeah.
That's as wrong as it gets.
Yeah, it is, brother.
Listen, people tonight are sitting home.
Thing,
people tonight are sitting home because they are depressed. They've let the devil beat them to death. They are despised. They are downtrodden. Listen, and they're staying home thinking that they have better. Listen, they can get better comfort, Brother Bubby, at the house than they are at the house of God. Listen, you don't get what you get here sitting up here, sitting on the couch. You don't get what you get here at grandmother's table. You don't get what you get right here. Listen, on the creek bank, God has reserved certain things. Listen, for those that will sit in a church house tonight.
Amen. Amen.
So
amen.
The worst thing you can do is stay home.
That's right.
I'm guilty.
I am.
Listen, and you feel plumb sick to your stomach because you have, listen, made up some excuse and the devil has robbed you. Listen, telling you that no, you ain't worthy. No, you ain't this or no, you ain't that. And he's robbed you and kept you sitting at the house, listen, feeling that way because he don't want you in a house of God.
Amen.
I'm guilty. It's happened to me. Listen. Oh, but hear me. Not only you come to church for encouragement, you also come to church for edification.
Uh-huh.
How can I be edified by coming to church, preacher? Listen, Jesus Christ will lift you up tonight.
He sure will.
Listen,
amen.
5:7 of Peter said, cast all your care on him. Why? Because he careth for you tonight.
Amen.
Well, listen, I told you what ago. Jesus went through a lot of ridicule. Listen, a lot of reproach, a lot of backbiting, a lot of scorn, a lot of mockery while he walked this planet Earth. And what did he get in return?
Yes, brother.
What was his inheritance? You and I get the street of gold.
Amen, brother.
You and I get walls of jasper. You and I get gates of pearl. You and I get a street of pure gold.
Uh-huh.
What did Jesus get?
He already had that.
What did Jesus get? He didn't need to make another world. There's galaxies out there that he's created that you and I know nothing about.
Right.
Listen, there's worlds out there that you and I know nothing about. He don't need another world. What did he get in return of all the ridicule? Listen, you and I get edified because of the precious blood that he shed on Calvary. Listen, 2:13 of Ephesians. Been made nigh, but now ye who are in Christ Jesus are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're brought close. Listen to him. We are afflicted because of the blood. Listen, he's not sorry. He saved my soul. He's not apologizing for the blood that he shed on Calvary. He's not revoking the blood that flowed from his body or from my sin and your sin tonight.
Amen,
brother. Oh, listen. We get edified by the blood that he shed on Calvary.
Amen.
We get edified by the book that he left you.
Amen.
You realize tonight one of the precious gifts that you've got in your life is the King James Bible.
Amen.
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 We still think some translation.
That's right,
no, brother.
This is as close as it gets.
Amen. Yep. It's the Word of God.
To the
brother.
Real life, to the real
yes.
thing.
Uh-huh,
amen.
Brother. Like it or not, people.
That's right, brother.
People listen to me later on. King James Bible is it. You listen to any, you read any other thing, you're reading a bunch of garbage.
Amen.
Listen, I'm not stuttering or backing up from that.
Amen.
Listen, but hear me tonight.
King James,
you and I get edified, get uplifted.
Amen.
Listen, what did he tell Timothy in 2:15? Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Listen, God left us this book. Listen, to uplift us, to God has to lead us
Amen.
Along the way.
Amen, son.
Oh, listen. We get uplifted by the blessed hope.
That's right, brother.
That he placed in our life. I preach the message here.
He's coming, brother.
About the hope
yes.
that he gives you and I.
Amen.
Think about this tonight. Think about this. I'm already went too long. I'll get to
bless
this part right
preacher.
Here.
Amen.
Listen. But what if Jesus, when he walked this earth, Brother Jason, what if Jesus only dealt with the blind people?
Mm-hmm.
What if he only dealt with the blind people? What would the lame people do? They'd be in a peck of trouble, wouldn't they?
Uh-huh.
What would the deaf people do? they never have hope
no.
that Jesus could ever do anything
Amen.
For them.
Amen.
If Jesus only dealt with the leprosy, Jamie, listen, what would the dead do?
Yeah.
They'd never have hope that He could raise the dead. Now listen, what would the blind do? What would the lame do? If only people He ever dealt with were the lepers, what would everybody else do?
Yeah.
If you're going through a storm in your life and you never find where Jesus ever stepped out on the wind, out on the water, where Jesus never had a storm in His life, and you're in the biggest storm in your life right now, who would you call on?
Yeah.
You would have no hope whatsoever that Jesus could help you, listen, in the time that you need Him.
That's right, brother.
Listen, that's why all through Scripture, He ran problems after problems after problems came to Him.
Uh-huh.
And as long as He done for the people,
Amen.
What did they do? Oh, they was all well and good with that.
Yeah.
Listen, as long as He fed them, Garrett, they was all well and good with Him.
Yeah.
Listen, they didn't have to work for the food. They didn't have to take time to catch the fish. As long as Jesus done the miracles, everybody was well and good with who He was.
Yeah, that's right.
But the very moment He started preaching.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
The very moment He started preaching.
Uh-huh.
They begin to reject Him.
Uh-huh.
They begin to backbite Him. They begin to accuse Him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, listen, what did Jesus get in all of this?
Yes.
Listen, everything He done good, they cuss at Him.
Yeah.
Every time He done something good, they'd run Him out of town.
Yeah, buddy.
Everything He done something good, Brother Bubby, they sought to kill Him.
Uh-huh.
Bring false accusations against Him.
Yep.
Listen, brought Him before Rome and Pilate right there, Brother Jason. And Pilate said, boys, I don't find nothing wrong with this man. He ain't done nothing worthy of death. It makes no difference. We don't like what He's saying.
Yes.
We want Him out of for life.
Amen.
What did Jesus get out of this?
Amen, brother.
What did Jesus get?
Yeah.
Looking unto Jesus, the author
and
the finisher of our faith. Who for the joy? Who for the joy that was set before Him? What's that joy? What's that joy that was set before Him?
Us, brother.
The bride.
It's the church.
Amen, brother.
It's
Amen.
The bride. The joy. What did Jesus inherit? He inherited you.
Yep.
And He inherited
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
He got you and He got me. And what did that bring Him, preacher? And who for the joy that was set before Him? He endured the cross.
Amen.
Despising the shame.
Uh-huh.
He sat at the right hand of God right now.
Yeah. Amen.
Come. Amen. Waiting for the time for God to look over at Him, Brother Jason, and said, son, get him. Your bride's ready. Your bride's ready.
Amen.
Thank God for the church tonight. Why are you in church? You come to church, Christians, to get encouraged. We preach hard sometimes, I know we do.
Yeah.
We say some pretty rough things sometimes, I know we do.
We need
listen, but we do that because I love you.
We love you. Yeah,
Kevin and Garrett does it because we love you.
Listen
to me tonight. If we didn't love you, we'd be Joel Osteen sitting up here, okay?
Yeah.
Not caring, just giving you some motivational talk.
Saying
go out there and live like hell if you want to. Everything's all right.
Yeah.
Folks, I didn't want God's word to
teach
us tonight.
That's right, son.
I love you this evening. I know I went too long.
You're fine.
But hear me tonight, folks. Welcome to the house of God.
Amen. Son.
This is the church. This is Daddy's house.
Uh-huh.
Sinner friend, let me invite you to get acquainted with Daddy.
Yeah.
Let me invite you
Amen,
to come
brother.
And be a part of Daddy's house tonight. Why are you in church? To get encouraged. To get edified. The last one I won't get to is to get evangelized.
Right,
to get
brother.
Preached to.
Yes.
For your salvation, for your strength, for your stability.
Right,
that you can be stronger when you leave the church to be a light to this world.
Let's all stand.